Dude, no candy requires as much of you as Pez.
You know, I think you might be eating it. I mean, you're probably eating it the normal way. If you cheat, then it's fine.
I'm upset that you've accused me right out of the gate instead of just acknowledging how hard it is to properly eat Pez, but that's fine. Mike, don't you agree?
We're not thinking about all the setup that Pez requires.
Pez is hard work.
No. If you're starting from zero, Pez is fucking impossible.
No.
Josh, what are you talking about? You have to unwrap the little things. They're all little pellets. Then you have to extend the neck of some monster. In my case, a little vampire.
And that's what I'm saying. Pez does not require that. Pez recommends that. If you decide that you want to forgo the plastic dispenser, you could just eat them right out of the fucking thing, and it's not as fun. It's not as fun. I'm not trying to say that it is an equivalent experience, but if you want less work for the same fantastic Pez flavor of chalk, then you can just open that shit right up.
It's not the same if you don't eat it out of a neck. You know that. What are you talking about?
You might as well eat just chalk.
It hasn't been aerated. Why do you think they put that little slit of air in the back? That's so the other side of it can get aerated too. It's a process.
Mm-hmm.
Respect the Pez. You're the kid who eats Kit Kat sideways. That's you. I'm telling you, so Mike and I both have these Pez.
Yeah.
I got them from the CVS down the street. Mike, they were on sale for 59 cents since they're Halloween themed.
Oh, that's nice. Little clearance section.
Yeah, Josh, sorry, obviously I can't send them to you. You live in a different city.
Yeah, the mail doesn't exist.
I mean, yeah, but can anyone mail anything that fast? I mean, has the world changed already? If so, you're sitting on a gold mine. But listen, each of these Halloween Pez, usually they vary what kind of flavors are in the little plastic toy encasement.
Right, yeah.
This one has lemon, it has strawberry, and then it has candy corn.
Candy corn?
Classic combo.
Mike, you love candy corn. You should take my candy corn.
Sure. You know what? You've been trying to convince me to take your candy corn for about an hour now. I don't want your fucking candy corn.
Just double down on candy corn.
Nobody wants it.
I can double down on strawberry.
Strawberry's the best flavor.
That's the best flavor. Everyone wants all the strawberry.
Fine. No, you're right. I'll take lemon, I guess. Just give me your lemon and I'll give you my candy corn.
Okay.
Really? Deal?
Mike, that's a bad trade.
What are you doing, Josh?
I'm looking out for my friend Mike.
I will give you all my lemon for half your candy corn and half your strawberry.
Ooh, that's a good trade.
But all of my strawberry is already preloaded in my vampire.
You need to shoot it into my mouth.
I will not do that.
When on request.
God damn it. I will not do that ever.
No deal.
I don't want to eat the candy corn, Mike, but I have to.
The candy corn sucks. We all know the candy corn
Did you
sucks.
Eat it yet?
I didn't eat it. You know what? I'm going to eat one right now. I'm going to eat a candy corn.
Okay.
Okay.
Do I have to suck it out of the neck?
Yeah, this is weird because it's a witch. This looks too erotic. I don't like this.
How is it?
Oh, my God. It's terrible.
You should see his face.
Oh, it's atrocious. Oh my God.
At first he was okay with it, and then it's like it turned on him.
That's candy corn in general. The aftertaste is awful.
Oh,
Mike, you can have mine for free. I'm going to eat the strawberry real quick.
Okay.
It's so fucking good. I mean, just right from the get-go, it just stays good, you know? Hey, thanks, vampire.
Mm-hmm. You like that one?
Josh, I'm so glad I didn't buy you a Pez dispenser if you would have thrown it out.
I wouldn't have thrown it out. All I'm saying is that it doesn't require that of you. It's just recommended.
What's the last Pez thing you bought? What character?
Fuck. I don't remember. It a long time ago.
What's your favorite Pez thing you ever bought?
I think I had a Superman one that was pretty cool.
Oh, just his face?
Yeah, but it was like the colors of the Superman body. I don't know.
He's more attracted to the part of the Pez that's standard on every Pez dispenser. That is the absolute best description of Josh Harrison I have ever heard.
Oh, no. I just looked it up. No, it's like a bust. So I guess his chest kind of peels back right underneath the S on
Dude,
his chest.
How the hell do you eat out of that thing?
The same way that you do out of yours.
No, the vampire guy is almost the same width as the dispenser. Your chest thing is going to be a whole weird T.
No. It's fine. Here, I'll send you a photo.
What flavor was it? Cherry?
I don't remember. This looks like it came with orange and cherry, according to this Google Images.
First of all, you guys need to be more impressed when I nail things like that. That is fucking amazing that I thought cherry. What, Mike?
How many flavors of Pez are there?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Undermining everything I do every time I accomplish it.
Yeah. But look at that. See, it's not any different than your vampire, probably. You just kind of tilt him back and you pop that thing right into your mouth.
That guy's fucking enormous. What are you talking about? It starts at his belly button. My vampire doesn't go below his bow tie.
No, it doesn't start at his belly button.
Yeah, you're kind of eating his heart out.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Mike Bogart, Josh Harrison, and me, Dabanjani. Enjoy the episode.
You guys, what do you think the best game show is?
Jeopardy?
Jeopardy.
You're wrong. You're both wrong.
Fuck.
The best game show is this British TV show called Taskmaster. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
No. I would like to know more, but before you tell me, people who listen to this, two Jeopardy collections are on Netflix. You can watch Jeopardy on Netflix.
I know. That's the best. I just saw that.
So before we figure out what Josh's thing is that he just said ours sucked for, the good one, guaranteed from Mike and me, is on Netflix.
Yeah. I do vouch for British game shows, though. They're very interesting.
They're always a little bit cheeky.
Yeah.
So this is hands down like the funniest non-scripted show I've ever seen.
Really?
I was almost crying laughing. I watched like four episodes yesterday, one today. It's unreal. It's so funny. There are five different comedians as the contestants, and there are some very funny hosts, two hosts. And the general idea is they're just given these random tasks.
Okay.
Totally random. So like at the beginning of every episode, they have to bring something in. So it could be like, bring the cutest thing you own, which is a super open-ended question, and it, you know, prompts some good discussion.
Yeah.
And then they do a bunch of tasks that were like pre-recorded, and they show them in the show, and then they end up grading them. And those tasks can be anything from like, make the highest splash.
Okay.
And they're just like in this house with all this equipment and a shed and a caravan out back that they, you know, do all kinds of things. So people are like trying to fill buckets and do all this other stuff to make the highest splash, and they measure the highest splash. Or put on a wetsuit while on Skype with a Swede and you need to make constant eye contact and small talk with him the entire time.
Any Swede.
Well, I mean, it's a dedicated Swede that they have brought for this challenge.
Okay,
this
go time. On, go on.
Yeah, so it's just, it's very, very funny. I have a bunch of it that I can 100% legally let you guys watch an episode or two of. It's very, very good.
I don't like that you clarified that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's like not on Netflix or anything.
So then how, I don't want to ask. This is how people get in trouble.
Legally. He said legally.
He said legally, but it's suspicious that he said legally.
No, it's anti-suspicious.
No, it's not. When do you say you do anything legally if you're doing it legally?
When you're doing it legally.
I'm driving this car legally right now. No, you're not. You're drunk as fuck.
So anyway, it got me thinking, if I'm going to be, I've never actually heard them say Taskmaster because it's a British show. So if I'm going to be Taskmaster, I want to present a task to both of you and then I will judge.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Okay, I'll do it.
Good, I guess. Yeah.
What's the task? It's not dumb, is it? Sorry, I shouldn't say that. Come on. I'll be more positive. Hey, Josh, what's your task?
My task to both of you is I'm giving you 150 seconds. So get like a piece of paper or, you know, your phone out with notes or something.
Uh-huh.
You have 150 seconds to write the most romantic poem you can.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
I don't want to do this.
Oh, boy.
Well, okay. So we're going to start right now.
Right now?
Right now.
Fuck.
And we can fast forward this so everybody isn't just hearing you quietly write.
Oh, I beat the clock. I'm done.
And that's time. Pencils down.
Shut up.
Mike, you're a writer by trade, and Tappan, you've been learning a lot about, you know, comedy writing, which is trying to invoke an emotion. You know, romance is a different kind of emotion than you might be used to, but
you don't know that.
Romance.
Just because I'm not romantic with you, Josh, doesn't mean I'm not romantic with other people.
Romantic writing is different than being... Okay. Well, if Tappan's so sure of himself, why don't you go first and read your romantic poem?
I'm not sure of myself. I didn't know that this was going to be thrown upon me. Here's what I wrote, stream of consciousness. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm ready.
This is my entry to beat your entry.
Do you want me to look at you while you do it?
Do whatever you want. I don't care.
Okay.
This is on the subject of romance, right? That's it.
On the subject of romance. Yeah. Is that the title?
I don't know. All right. Here we go. Romance. What a thing, huh? Right? Yes. And that big thing, that's romance, and that's how I feel about you, babe. You're awesome, babe. Love you. I mean, I really do. You're a good egg, and I think the world of you. Thanks for all these years together, and I hope our grandkids like this old man rambling about love. Romance.
What?
Oh, my God. I went full character piece.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I was giving a speech at our 50th anniversary together.
What a poem.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Speech isn't quite poem, but sure.
Sure. Verse. Yeah. It's a free verse.
If you guys are trying to figure out whether a speech is a poem, your ladies aren't getting any love. So get out of your asses and do something romantic.
Get out of my ass. Okay.
Okay. Mike, what you got?
Here's Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Beat that.
Okay. Here I go.
Yeah.
Ready for romance?
I'm ready.
Oh, baby.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Oh, baby, it's the way you look at me. I swear, it's the way you look at me. With those big brown eyes and the way you look at me with them. That's the main thing I like about you. It's really as simple as that. Again, baby. I'd have to say that it's mostly the way you look at me with those eyes of yours.
This isn't a romance poem.
That was it.
No, this is not romantic.
Yeah.
It's just someone admiring the vision of someone else.
Yeah.
Look back at your poem, Mike. It's
the way you look at me.
No, it's literally just about looking at you, not just the way you look at me.
But that's what's romantic about it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I see that. When you're in the same room as somebody and you see them staring at you or something, and you know, you just kind of, sometimes it just makes you feel happy.
Love at first sight.
Yes, exactly.
Who won the task?
Yeah.
I'm going to give this one to Mike.
Of course. Whoa! Of course.
It was... Oh, really? Man, underdog.
Yeah, I don't know. Yours, A, felt more like a poem to me.
Mm.
Unbelievable.
And also, you like captured something about love instead of just rambling that it exists and calling somebody babe.
Josh, you captured it after he said the entire poem. His poem had baby like 50 times.
You said babe.
You said babe a lot.
Yeah.
I'm an old man.
Yeah. Babe. He gets it, babe.
That's what old people do with speeches.
I recently learned that I am famous.
No way.
What?
I'm famous. Me.
For what?
In the show The Haunting of Hill House. Have you heard of this?
Yeah.
I have. I haven't watched it yet.
Famous show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess what?
You're in it.
Is there a Mike Bogart?
There's not a Mike Bogart.
You're in the background.
There is a bedspread.
Oh.
Which I also own.
How does that make you famous?
From Target. I own a famous bed. I own a Hollywood bedspread. I own a very famous bedspread.
Did I ever tell you about the time I found out I owned the sleazy part of Hollywood bedspread?
Yeah, you told me that.
I was just sitting there going, huh, something about this is familiar. Oh, no. Those two people had a lot more fun on that bed.
So instead of a Hollywood bedspread, what is your closest touch to Hollywood? But I guess that's a little too close.
Yeah.
No, I can come up with something else. I mean, Josh probably has some. He's famous, right?
I'm not famous.
What's the closest you've appeared in film?
Okay, I do have one of those. This girl that I had a crush on in second grade, her name was Colleen.
Yeah.
She was like an Irish step dancer.
Really?
And her feet appeared in the movie Blown Away.
What is that movie?
What is that movie?
Blown Away, it was a movie that had, who was in it? Was it a Bruce Willis movie?
Such a reach, by the way. This is your first touch to Hollywood?
Your second grade crush's feet appeared in the movie Blown Away.
You've met actors. You've talked to people.
I know I have, but I don't know.
How big of a crush was this?
Yeah, that's really the issue. Where is Colleen now?
I have no idea. I don't know. She was my second grade crush.
Yeah. You mentioned that. Now you said it a second time.
Well, you said, like, how big of a crush? I don't know, for, like, second grade.
No, I would say since second grade, the way you're describing it.
No. I don't know. I totally forgot she existed until right now. Anyway, it's a movie with Jeff Bridges and Tommy Lee Jones.
Ooh.
And Forrest Whitaker, apparently.
Why was she Irish step dancing?
I feel like there was a scene at a, I want to say a wedding, but that doesn't make sense. They don't have Irish step dancers at a wedding. I've never seen this movie before. I just know that she was in it.
Oh, I got one.
What is it?
I went to go see a movie once in Seattle where my family member was working as the manager at that theater.
I remember that.
Yeah.
He like hooked us up with tickets once or twice.
He did. Very nice of him.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, listen up. I just want to go inside a place with air conditioning. It's been a really tough week at work. I'm just going to sleep for like 2 hours in whatever shitty movie theater you have. I don't care which one, what movie is playing next. And so he told me which one was. And he was nice enough to actually get me tickets. Like he got me a ticket. It was very nice of him.
Nice.
So I went in there, full house. It was some college romp movie, something 21. I can't remember.
Ooh.
21 Jump Street?
No. About like being on a college campus.
Oh.
The reason I know that is within a few minutes, it became evident that college campus was the University of Washington, which like I've been on many times. So that's where the movie was filmed. And then as the movie progressed, it became even more clear this was the premiere for this thing for the people who were in it from this school.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah, like the people who were involved.
The red carpet for these kids.
One woman who was in a sex scene had brought her parents. It was a really weird thing to see in real life. Yeah, it was strange. Anyway, I guess that's the movies, right? But that's probably my closest touch.
Wow.
Mike, do you know any famous people or anything?
In
the movies specifically, right? Was that the question?
Well, my big one was my bedspread.
My dad's side of the family was friends with, what was her name? Margaret Hamilton or something? The person that played the evil Witch of the West in Wizard of Oz.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Apparently she met me when I was like an infant or something.
You met her?
What an unbelievably like jerk way to say that.
She met me.
Well, I didn't meet her. Like, I'm an infant. I can't, I don't know.
Look, just because she lost in The Wizard of Oz doesn't mean she couldn't beat the shit out of you in real life.
I mean, she could have. I was a baby.
I never saw The Wizard of Oz, except performed as an elementary school play. And I forgot what happened.
Oh.
I was in the production of that as a middle school play.
Which character were you?
I was the Cowardly Lion.
Really? That's so perfect. This is the first year that I've actually ever really thought about Veterans Day. I don't know why.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Today is Veterans
Day. Today is Veterans Day, 11/11.
Yes.
And also Armistice Day.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yep.
If I'm to understand that correctly. And just because this year...
I thought it was pronounced...
Armistice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Armistice, I probably said it way wrong, but...
Oh, I thought I was wrong there.
I don't know. Nonetheless, they were resolving an argument. Let's not get into an argument about that word. Trigger a whole other war. But what I'm saying is that, you know, it's commemorated with this, there's this really cool thing, I forget what state it's in, I think it's in Arizona, where exactly at 11/11 on 11/11, the sun will pass through this art installation and it'll light up, I think it's like a symbol of the armed forces.
Oh, that's cool.
At the base of it. It's super cool. But what I was going to say is, that happens at an exact time. I'm sure at some point in your guy's life, you have thought to yourself, hey, I'm looking at a specific time a lot more often. I used to see 12:34 all the time.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, and it was just always sticking in my brain. I'm like, man, how am I always near a clock ready to look at 12:34?
Yeah.
Mine was 12:26.
Really?
12:26. Why that one?
So I was friends with somebody whose birthday was December 26th, and that might be why I was paying attention, and I just noticed like, hey, it was my friend's birthday.
Boxing Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, Boxing Day.
What's the zaniest thing this friend has ever done that you know about, but without revealing that person's identity?
I played a lot of GoldenEye with him.
Okay, did he
was
take
he
some,
odd job?
Yeah, did he take some weird routes? Is that all you know about this guy that transfixed 12:26 into your brain?
No.
You guys weren't friends at all, dude.
He was that guy that didn't use his locker and just carried every single book of his around in his backpack every day.
Oh, shit. He was me. I did that.
That was me, too.
Did that freshman year.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You guys did that, too?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we weren't...
Big time.
I'm sure you've gathered as much, but Mike and I weren't exactly the cool kids.
Neither was I, but I still use my locker.
We tried, dude. Our lockers, I was such a tiny freshman, and my locker was still smaller than
me. Yeah.
It was astounding. It's like they just put in as many slivers as they could.
Wait, hang on a second. Why does it matter what size the locker is in comparison to you? You don't have to go in the locker. You just needed to hold a book or three.
Dude, we had way more than three books, and they were all humongous. Mike, would you say your shit fit in your locker as freshman year?
Yeah, it was a tough fit. It was a tough fit. My problem was more that my locker was broken, and I was too afraid to tell anyone for some reason.
Do you have... Oh, wait, this is perfect. This is exactly what I'm talking about, just this weird pattern of numbers. Do you remember any of your locker combinations?
36, 24, 31.
Unfucking real.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't remember even one number from any of mine.
Yeah.
Really?
Same.
And I must have hundreds, thousands of times opened some of these lockers.
Oh, yeah. I remember a lot of them. I don't know why.
What's your clock number?
I don't know if I have a clock number.
What's a funny number that happens in your life? It could be a dance number that you do from time to time.
What about like license plates? Like, have you ever looked and been like AKJH1025? I see that all the time.
No.
No. I do notice, you know what I do notice? The same makes and models of cars start with the same prefixes.
Oh.
Example.
Honda CRVs in Illinois start with P3. Or P4.
No way is this true.
Whoa. I've noticed this. I've noticed this.
Mike.
My mom has a CRV. It's P32 something, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't say
I don't even know.
I feel like somebody could steal our identity if they knew that for some reason.
Well,
probably,
what Mike is saying is that every CRV starts with P3. So she's
right, but if he told the whole thing.
Yeah, I understand that. But Mike, don't they just issue them in an order?
It doesn't seem so.
I thought they did.
It seems apportioned by make and model to me.
What if we're just noticing when Honda had like the sale of the year. Just every car bought in that window.
CRV's flying off the lot.
Flying.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
It's possible.
Could there be a harebrained scheme behind this? Josh usually comes up with dumb ideas. I like how he's always up to the challenge.
I know. I do kind of resent that, but I kind of want to think of something at the same time.
You don't resent it. At the bottom of your heart, that's not what you say it, right? How do you say it? How do you say it?
In the dip, no.
In the pit of your stomach? No.
In the depth of your soul?
I forgot what point I was trying to make.
Here's my idea. Maybe at the license plate factory, somebody sent them an example and was like, here's what we want a license plate to look like. Mm-hmm. And the example license plate number was P3 something something something.
Like lorem ipsum text.
Exactly. And they got two characters into that on like the default license plate frame before the manager came in and was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And they're like, we can make this work.
Two things. First of all, I'm so happy I get to teach you the word template today.
Oh, yeah. Template. That is a... I know the word template. I just
do you? Number two, the amount of disrespect that you show for the license plate factory process and procedures are very upsetting to me. How can you think that they wouldn't pick up on that?
I don't know. Maybe
all day long, license plates. They've never. It's exactly like when you finish a race in Cruisin' USA.
Yeah.
That's the place you're telling me doesn't know about license plates.
It's a metaphor for like stamp of approval kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah. They know what they're doing.
You asked me for a harebrained idea and I fucking gave it to you.
Scheme. Someone has to benefit.
Someone has to benefit?
It is a scheme.
A scheme.
Okay, fine. The manager made
a
bet with somebody.
No, listen to me, Josh. Don't stay in the license plate factory. Let's move locations. We'll start new location. Who's scheming?
The DMV person.
Don't go back to this thing. Just wait. Tie someone else, not in the Department of Motor Vehicles in any way or the license plate manufacturing facility, bring in an outside person. Who you got?
A drug runner.
There we go.
Okay, drug runner.
Because the first thought I have with drug runner is almost never license plate. Almost never.
They need, like, good ones, right?
They need good ones.
I figured it out. Okay, drug runner needs to know who their buyers or other people in their like drug ring are. And so they're actually making counterfeit license plates, and P3 is the way to go. And maybe the CRV just has a lot of those compartments where if you take apart the door, you can like hide a bunch of cocaine in there or something like that.
I love this.
What I don't love about this is that it means my mom is selling cocaine.
You should love that. That's a great thing.
I should love that?
She's in the gang.
Think about the inheritance you'll get down the line.
No. Don't think about the inheritance. That's her money, not yours. Okay, she's the one who fought in the fucking drug war.
She is
out
there.
You sat down and read books.
Every day, yeah.
Money's not yours, but you're going to be looked out for because you're family now.
Right.
Okay.
CRV family. I love this idea. Who's going up against these people? Who are the other license plates? Same tactic, but good guys. Also, I should very quickly mention what you said is exactly a plot point in Blue Streak, the movie, but not license plates. They just write it on top of their vans or trucks. Oh. B for bonded. Bonded trucks get into bonded warehouses. I love Martin Lawrence. Yeah, we're on to something. Who is going up against this drug cartel, Mike? You're fighting Josh. Josh is in cahoots with your mom in this drug ring.
Okay.
Are you upset about this? Because you have a motive now, you know?
I do have a motive, and I also have FBI connections.
Oh!
As previously mentioned on this show.
Oh. The FBI involved, right out of the gate. I love it.
So
he just admitted to you how he's been doing this. What's the next step? Sorry to say next steps.
I feel like I kind of know their whole secret to their ring now is about the license plates.
You don't kind of know it. You 100% know it on the record.
Okay. I guess now, what does subpoena mean? I guess, could I subpoena someone or
you
something?
You have to get someone else to subpoena someone else. But great. Who are you going to subpoena?
I'm going to subpoena Josh Harrison. Well, it's either you or my mom.
I'm so glad you said that. Now we have tension.
But kind of glad you don't know what a subpoena means, because all that's going to do is make me need to go to court. And now I can just let everybody in my ring know that they're onto us. And since nobody got a search warrant and searched our cars, we can just ditch all the drugs and be like, no, we just like our CRVs.
We don't have any drugs in these ones.
You can't do that. That's illegal.
I shouldn't have subpoenaed him in the first place. I'm learning about subpoenas. Shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, you should have gotten the search warrant and searched our cars.
And it'll be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we do this more? Mike, look at
funny.
Me. No. Funny. I'm putting hand out and wiggling my fingers.
We don't do that more because I've never done that.
Let's make this our handshake. We don't have to actually touch hands, but we could say funny.
No, something about that is very uncomfortable.
Josh, are you doing it?
Yeah.
You're wiggling your fingers.
But you're
at
not
us?
Saying it.
Funny.
No, you're too aggressive. Take it lighter. Take it lighter.
Funny.
God, you can't have fun. You are incapable.
Funny.
Oh, Jesus.
That was fun. That was fun writing a poem.
Good. Yeah, I'm not joking. Like, that is honestly maybe the funniest non-scripted show I've ever seen in my life. It's so fucking funny.
I've never even heard of it.
Why do you sound so serious if it's so funny?
Because I am serious about it being funny. I want you to believe that it's not just like, oh, hi, it's a good show.
Why don't you sell me in a way that is also funny? Hey, watch this drama! That makes sense.